A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. One Sabbath, Jesus happened to be taking a walk through the cornfields, and his disciples were picking ears of corn, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing something that is forbidden on the Sabbath day?" Jesus answered them, "So you have not read what David did when he and his followers were hungry, how he went into the house of God, took the loaves of offering, and ate them and gave them to his followers, loaves which only the priests are allowed to eat?" And he said to them, "The Son of Man is master of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Nearly every one of us who is religious has been guilty of being scrupulous. When I entered religious life, I can remember thinking that to become perfect, I had to take the rules very seriously. When the bell went for prayers, I had to drop everything immediately to get to the chapel early. I wouldn't talk to anyone during the silent times of the day. It all came to an end when one of my friends started laughing uncontrollably. "Look at us," he said. "Isn't all this ridiculous?" He broke the hold that artificial law had on us. We talk about people who take themselves too seriously, and we know this can lead them to suffer mental breakdowns. A sense of humour is a necessary part of our human makeup. I think Jesus said to the Pharisees today, "Don't be ridiculous." We have huge issues to deal with us in our world today. We may be on the brink of nuclear war. Our world faces huge issues of starvation and poverty. Our drug problems now embrace every family. And young couples cannot face the future together with confidence. Going to church should provide us all with the consolation of God's loving mercy. But what do we do instead? We invent artificial rules to govern our worship and our prayer. There is a reason why Pope Francis is such a deliberately cheerful, smiling man. Why he tells us that God's name is mercy. We should be shouldering each other's burdens rather than adding to them. It is beyond time that we begin to laugh at ourselves and our petty laws. My companion, Father Mike Champlin, always ends his letters, "Stay well, drink good wine, and laugh a lot." That makes sense.